It's time to meet the Rent for Wolves, sponsored by BEI. Today, I'm pleased to bring in someone who's been a very important part for the Wolves early this season, Edouard Soulier, who is also getting his first taste of hockey here in the Ottawa Valley. Tell us a bit about yourself and how you ended up here.
I'm from Montreal, Saint-Jérôme, so 45 minutes from Montreal. It's up north, so it's a small town. I mean, bigger than Renfrew. It's like 80,000 people. I went to a prep school in Quebec, Ulysse Academy, and one of my coach talked to me about a junior team in Boston. So I went practicing with them, and the coach told me like they want me for like 2 years. So I played for them 2 years. We actually won the championship last year. And one of my friends, Mathieu Paquin, player from last year in Renfrew, talked to me about, you know, the team and how great was like the coach, the GM and all this stuff. So I went to the camp this summer and just like fall in love with Renfrew a little bit. So talked to GM Brent, and I signed with them, and I'm very happy of my decision, you know.
Well, hey, it's kind of awesome that you've fallen in love with the community. I am curious though, because you have gone from a major metropolitan area that's mostly francophone to a major metropolitan area that's mostly anglophone, and now you've kind of come to this smaller town that's kind of on the border of Quebec, so you get a bit of both. Is there kind of an adjustment period? Has it been a bit jarring for you?
Oh, yeah, sure. And the biggest shock was, like, the language. You know, I started, like, French, don't know how to speak English, and to went to Boston with one of my best friends, my teammate. It was like, oh, my God, like, what am I doing here? Like, is it a good place for me? And it was. But, yeah, it's a big shock, and people are nice. You know, they know it's not your first language, so they help you to, like, be better every day. So, yeah.
That's maybe one of the big advantages to the CCHL is that most of these teams are so close to the Quebec border that there is intertwining with Francophone communities, especially when you may be only 20 minutes away from popping over the border.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, we went to Rotland, and people speak French. I was like, whoa, that's weird, you know. We're not in Quebec, but we're still talking French. You know, it's weird.
Let's change tracks for a moment, though, because I did want to talk about kind of your role on the team. You're another guy you're another one of those acquisitions from the offseason who has championship accolades under their belt, who has experience. What do you say that you bring to this team that is maybe unique to you?
Like, I want everybody to be, like, happy around me. So, like, I'm going to take, I mean, I don't know, a player that's like, are you good? Like, how's your practice? I might dial my mom or my friends in Quebec, you know, like, how was your day? Like, are you good? You want to call? Like, you know, a bad game happened, you know, this weekend. Like, I wasn't playing. I was like, you know, I told Penny, like, are you good? You know, like, it's tough weekend, but, like, we'll be good, you know.
You know, that's actually pretty interesting because the role of picking up teammates by the scruff of their neck and helping them through bad stretches is a very captain-like role, even though you're not part of the captaincy group for the Wolves. How important is it for you to be able to offer this kind of leadership, even in a secondary role?
Yeah, as a leader a little bit, you know. I don't have a hay on my jersey, but I don't care, you know. Just, yeah. As a 20 years old, I have to make sure everyone still want to, like, play and be happy, you know, because we play hockey because we like playing. You know, played 2 years in Boston. I know how to win the championship, so it's important to, like, give rookies a certain, like, help.
And Edouard, maybe just to wrap everything up, I'm curious what life might have in store for you after junior hockey is up. What's the plan going forward?
Maybe go U-Sport. I mean, they want to, I will not say no, but, like, U-Sport, it's probably the best option for me, you know, in Montreal or in Ontario, like Laurier when where Paquin went.
Have you decided on a major?
Yeah, in business. Finance, maybe more, but, like, I don't know yet, specific.